Michelle.
I'm Leslie.
I'm Laurie.
Welcome to Sumo Kaboom, where we talk about all things sumo.
That's right. And this week we're going to get into the banzuke because the sumo is about to begin, y'all.
That's
we're
right.
We're about to jump into it.
I feel like, when does it start? Nick, is it this weekend or the next?
I think it's this weekend.
Oh my gosh. March 10th, y'all.
Okay.
So
that's what I almost said, but I stopped myself. Okay. Sumo starts on the 10th.
Which is just a mere 6 days away, which I find crazy. It seems like it went really fast between Basho's this time. But maybe I was just busy. Who knows?
Or maybe, there was a lot to watch.
Yeah, maybe it was all of the romance stuff and all
and
the scandal.
We had the singing.
Yeah, we had a lot going on. So
yeah,
I'm excited,
really did,
though, for sumo and actual wrestling.
I just want to say before we get into this, though, I am sitting here sipping the most wonderful cup of green tea
sent
to us by Mai. So I just want to say thank you so much, Mai, for that package. Y'all,
you spoil us.
You spoil us, and you did this past, 6 weeks as well. You sent us clips of guys singing when you knew that we didn't have access to
it. Right, from the charity event.
Yes.
I'm still watching those.
Oh my God, they're so good. And then Mai just overdid it with this amazing package straight from Japan with all the things that she knew that we would love, and we do love it. So
it's all like sumo merch, and like, it was like Christmas morning.
It was.
Sumo Christmas morning.
But better, because it was unexpected.
That's right. Yeah. I love a surprise.
Yeah.
Thank you also to all of those who have been donating lately. We see it come in and we just want to give an extra shout out. Thank you to all of you. We see you. We appreciate you. You help us host things like bingo. You help us keep up our costs for our website and things like that. But also you help us get presents all around the world for all of those who win our bingo tournament. And also, we've just gotten some really sweet love online lately of people who are just like, I found your website, I found your podcast, and I've just started listening, and I love it. And I don't know how y'all are finding us, but we see all of that, and we so appreciate you just taking the time to listen to us. And we're just two sumo nerds that sit in a closet, two sisters that talk about sumo, and it's always delightful to see that there are actually people out there listening. We
so
still
true.
Don't believe it, but
so true.
Apparently you are. So thank you. Thank you for spreading the word about us. We really, really appreciate it.
Y'all, bingo is coming up. If you need a card, you need to go to our website, follow all the links. We'll also have the links up on our socials as well. If you're not on our email list and you want first dibs to those cards, get on our email list on the website. Last time we had 490 cards go out.
Whoa.
Which means there's a real good chance that we're going to get to our limit of 500 cards this time.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you want to play bingo and, get in on prizes and the fun, jump in.
The rules are basically the same. Up, down, diagonal, as long as it's all the same kind of record, it's all makikoshi or all kachikoshi. The second you have that, take a picture of it, well marked, and then send us an email ASAP, because sometimes these emails come in and it's a difference of a minute when the email comes in, and we have to honor the very first person who sends us the email with proof.
And if you have any questions about, if something's a makikoshi or a kachikoshi, just ask. But also the rules are there. The biggest one is if someone doesn't show up at all, it's a dead square.
They're Kyujo from the very beginning, dead square.
Right.
Otherwise, if they wrestle one day and they never come back, that would be a makikoshi record. So you have to submit that in a timely manner for us to find and give you credit for. And if you don't win first prize, don't worry. You go into a lotto for second prize, bingo, and you could still win prizes.
Yes, 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 yes.
So are you ready to jump to a news flash?
Yepper.
Otawayama, otherwise known as Kakaru, but Otawayama Oyakata will inherit the Michinoku stable and its wrestlers if they want to go there. Kirishima has said he's going to jump come April 1st when the Kirishima Oyakata has to retire at 65. He will then head to Kakaru's stable. And so all those guys are given the option to go anywhere, I think, within the Ichiman. Like right now, there's 8 wrestlers at a Michinoku. I imagine they're going to go to Kakaru. And Kakaru, by the way, I watched his special with Hiro. He only has 2 young wrestlers at his stable, which is odd, because if you were like Kisino Sato or somebody who's establishing a stable, you'd start getting guys really quick. I have a feeling he's been sitting around with these two wrestlers kind of waiting for this transfer of wrestlers. So now he'll have a total of like possibly 8 or 10 or something like that, which is a good start for a stable. Mm-hmm. Kakaru has been credited in many ways to helping teach Kirishima and help him grow a lot in his sumo wrestling. So I think we're all glad to see that's where he's going to land after April. So it'll be after this tournament, I think he'll make the switch over. So that's kind of fun news. Mm-hmm. The new disciple test was held, and there are 27 new guys that
disciple
passed.
Disciple test?
It's like the new recruits.
Oh, did Jesus have a disciple test?
No. Well, I mean, I'd have to go back biblically and look. It's been a long time since Sunday school. But anyway, which 27 new guys sounds great, but it's actually the lowest crew of new kids that's come in this time of year, historically. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't bode well for the sport, but maybe that's why they're working so hard for international love and international fans, yeah. is that they're like, well, we've got a 1 foreigner ratio per stable right now, but we got to get some attention on the sport. Mm. Anyway, another really funny thing is at the Miyagino Bayo, which has had all of the scandal, Tamagaki Oyakata has stepped in and he says that the wrestlers are showing progress. And so the funniest part about it was that this week out front, there was a sign in Japanese, but also in English, and it says, "We do not allow viewing of sumo practice, 2 exclamation points, signed Miyagino Beya. It kind of looked like Tamagaki wrote it himself, even though I'm sure, like, who knows if he did. But there are 2 exclamation points at the end of that. So they would imagine business.
Every tabloid paper has been there and has been wanting pictures every day.
Yeah. So they're fed up and they do not want to answer any questions. They don't want any access to practice. So we do not know what's going on behind closed doors. And that's the way they want it. Also, we were able to see some really amazing highlights from the NHK charity event that you all sent along or forwarded us, you know, Twitter accounts or X accounts that had some of the footage. And I just want to say it's as delightful as I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. There's a Tommy Fuji. There's a Wakamoto Haru. I'm very, very much looking forward to more music in the future from our favorite Rikishi. So
maybe we can do a special on this music after the Basho.
I think maybe. All right. That is basically all I've got, besides the fact that I sent you a picture yesterday of Ikioi next to Jabba the Hutt. And Ikioi is far more handsome. But I did have this moment, this aha moment, where I realized that he has the same nostrils and like kind of downturned mouth that Jabba the Hutt has.
I refuse to see it.
If Jabba the Hutt was like a handsome guy, it would be Ikioi.
But I think
we
could all
see some similarities.
I think we could all take photos and look something like Jabba the Hutt if the camera catches us just right.
I know that I definitely have had my Jabba the Hutt moments, but I was screenshotting something and I was like, why does his face look so familiar? And the first thing that popped into my head was that he looked like Jabba the Hutt. And I think of Ikioi as a handsome guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not an insult. I'm just saying that he has a similar mouth shape.
Well, I'm just saying.
And nostril shape.
If you shoot me from below, I definitely have all of the chins that Jabba the Hutt has.
No, he didn't have the chins. It's just the mouth and it's just the nose. And eyes sort of similar.
Nope.
And like wide head.
No.
But he's far more handsome. So anyway, I hope that doesn't offend all you Ikioi people. It's not meant as an insult. It's just meant as, did you ever realize that they have the same mouth? Anyway.
And maybe Ikioi has the same leadership style.
Exactly.
I hope not.
I hope not.
I hope he's not
out there leading anything
like Jabba the Hutt. We're trying to get away from that in the sumo world.
I mean, very skinny Jabba the Hutt. If he was personified, like,
but can
not
you imagine
slug form.
In the sumo ring, if, you know, your coach was like, nope, that's not going to do it. And then the floor just slides away and you fall into a deep hole with creatures underneath. And then Ikioi is just like laughing through the grate.
If Jabba the Hutt was a shimpan, like a big slug figure, like sitting in the four corners, you know, northeast, southwest.
Yeah,
like
they don't
pan
much.
Over and you see
four Jabba the Hutts.
just one.
Smoking.
The rest of the Oyakachas are there, but there's one Jabba that's just sitting there.
I would love it. And licking his lips.
In the Shimpan outfit, and he's like,
with someone under chain.
Mono-y.
No.
Shall we jump to our highlight of this week, which is Takara Fuji.
Did you say Takara Fuji,
no.
The man we love and know and who's been around for years and years?
I will mention Takara Fuji. This is Takeru Fuji.
Totally different.
Yeah. Very slight difference in spelling. And what's even more confusing is that they're in the same stable. So.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
No, I can't. Every time someone's like Takara Fuji, I'd be like, yeah, what? But it's clearly very different. I imagine it's as different in English as like, what are two names?
Lonnie and Laurie?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anne and Ain?
No one is named
right,
Ain.
Right. Leslie and
Wesley?
Wesley? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
Except it's the vowels that are different.
Well, I will say...
Leslie.
As veteran Takara Fuji descends from Makauchi down to Juryo, a young 24-year-old up-and-comer out of the same powerhouse sumo juggernaut, Isagahama, takes his place on the Makauchi Bansuke. And his name is indeed very similar, Takeru Fuji, who is debuting in this next tournament at M17. And he has said about himself, I want to fight with my heart. I want to do my best using my speed and push sumo as my starting point. And by the way, he jumped from Juryo 10 to Makauchi.
Whoa, that's a big jump.
Yeah, and I think that's tied for the fastest record to Makauchi since 1958.
Whoa.
When they started the six tournament thingamabob. A year, you know, six tournaments a year.
So he must come from the college sumo scene.
Yeah.
Yes?
And okay. Yeah, he did. He has, like I said, he's at Isagahama, which is huge. And you might have seen him in the parade, the winter parade with Teda Nofuji. He was also the passenger holding the flag for Teda Nofuji in that. He also is practicing with Atami Fuji. He's been really inspired by Atami Fuji and his rise and how quick that was. But Atami Fuji is younger. And so he has set his goals on just at least equaling that rise and debut into Makauchi like Atami Fuji. He's got big goals, big dreams. And he's still humble, but he's not afraid to kind of talk about it. He says about himself, if I am satisfied with my record, I cannot see the future. So he... clearly is never satisfied with, you know, any loss. I think what he's trying to say there is that, like, if I am satisfied with my sumo, I kind of quit. I'm always hungry for learning more, becoming better, becoming stronger. He won this last Juryo Yu Show, and he won it basically. He went from day one to day nine without any losses. And then he fought on day 10 and 11, and he lost those 2 days. And then he came back and won the next, which put him basically, I think, on day 13 or I think 14, he clinched the Yu Show.
The big question is, what happened on day 10
I'll tell
and
you,
day 11?
You know who he wrestled?
Who?
He wrestled Roga, and Roga went to college with him. So he knew his game.
Oh.
And being that he was Juryo 10... I will say that a lot of the guys he wrestled were Juryo 10, Juryo 9, Juryo 14. He had a lower, you know, he had a mid-Juryo kind of appearance fighting wrestlers around him. And then once he hit Roga, he was like, oh, well, this guy's been up in Makauchi. This guy knows me from college and probably knows the way I fight. So I will say I did watch all of the fights in Juryo. And he got beat fair and square by these two guys. But I enjoyed watching him because he has a fierce pushing and thrusting game, but also he can grapple. So he clearly in those two losing matches, he got outmaneuvered, outpowered. But watching him over the other guys, you can really see he's got a lot of potential. He's like 6 foot tall about, and he's about 315. He's got a lot of potential once he starts putting on even more weight. Teta Nufuji was like, hey man, because he can lift a lot. And Teta Nufuji was like, stop lifting, buddy. Work on your legs and then you'll be stronger and you'll be better. Mm. And so he quit lifting weights and only worked on his legs. Mm-hmm. And then he won the Yusho. So I think Teta Nufuji had, you know, some really good advice there. It's like, you can pump up all you want on the top, but if you don't have the legs to go up against someone like Takeda Fuji with those like trunk legs,
those
like
gams, yeah.
Those gams, you ain't got nothing. So I think we're going to see him get stronger and stronger.
It's like climbing. It is. You know, if you're going to climb the rocks, it all comes from your legs.
Oh man. Speaking of climbing, I watched that Everest movie, you know, where that group of people, that like some of them didn't make it. Anyway, that's sad. But anyway, there's like a doctor, Beck Weathers, and he kind of like lost his nose because he was like left for dead up there. Anyway, it was very sad. Anyway, no one needs to.
But you gotta do it with your legs.
Well, it was a movie about endurance.
Okay.
Above 20,000 feet or whatever. How tall? You went to base camp, didn't you?
Yeah. At 17,000, so
yeah. Well, these people like double
25 or something.
Well, you can die up there.
Yeah, it's very cold and very dangerous.
And you gotta have really strong legs.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
and protect your nose.
Yeah, and no one's gonna come help you if you're up there. Nobody's gonna come to your rescue.
Well, unless you got people around you.
Well, yeah, but even the
they can't always get to you.
No, they can't always get to you. So you gotta work on your legs.
Yeah, or just avoid it.
Or just avoid climbing Everest.
Yeah, anyway. Pretty dangerous.
Before I tell you about Takeru Fuji's background, I do want to say that of all the bouts I watched, he has this funny, not pre-bout ritual. He's not on the dojo, but when he gets up from sitting on the floor, I saw it twice. And he didn't do it every time because I didn't see the clips every time. Maybe he did do it every time. He does like a funny like readjustment of his nuts and bolts.
Oh, in the mawashi?
He's amazingly unaware that the camera's on him because you can see him futzing with his hair. He'll just play with his hair. And then I saw another one where he's like touching his nips. And then like...
So he's a fondler.
Yeah. But I mean, that just must be his nervous habit, but he doesn't realize that the camera's quite on him yet, which to me was like really endearing because I was like, dude, I would be picking my nose. I'd have no idea... A camera's on me, but he readjusts his nuts and bolts before he's up on the anyway. So he's not used to being filmed. So you can see he's young in that way, but he is 24 actually. So
okay,
he joins sumo right.
Sorry.
Well, something to look for. I just kept watching and being like, what is he touching his dingling? He's readjusting and. Look, I get it.
A lot of that happens on the dojo.
They don't show it unless you're sitting down there and you're like, wouldn't you? You can't fight with everything crunched up under there.
Your skin gets caught in the folds. Exactly. I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine.
Anyway, so here's a little bit about Takeru Fuji. His real name is Ishioka Yakiya, and he's from Aomori Prefecture, which is where Isagahama Oyakata is from.
Okay.
He was born in 1999. That makes him about 24 years old right now, 6 foot, 315. He debuted in 2020. So he really has had like an 8 or 9 basho rise to the top.
Wait, 2020?
Oh, sorry.
That would be way more.
Yeah, basho. That would be. No. Well, then this must be. What I'm looking at, I pulled this from their website. So maybe let me look real quick. Oh, 2022. So their website's incorrect. Yeah, he joined in November 2022. He has had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tournaments.
So late 2022.
Yeah, okay. November 2022.
Oh, just barely 2022.
Okay. Yeah. And he won all of the Jonidan and Jonaguchi with 7-0 records.
Okay.
And then, so we got those victories and both of those. And then he went to Makushita and he's basically done 6-1, 6-1, 6-1, 5 in Makushita, I believe, or 4 in Makushita, and then got this bump up to Juryo 10. So he's done pretty well.
So he spent 1 Basho in Juryo?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's, wow.
Yeah.
That's luck.
Yeah. And I don't know if that had to do
and talent. And talent. Yeah. He was obviously very strong in Juryo, but that's a big bump up. And he probably benefited from Takara Fuji coming down, Hokuseiho disappearing. Because this is one of those Banzuke where we have 1 M17.
Right.
Not 2.
Right.
So he's that slot. Right?
Yeah, which I'm sure he always earned, or he was on the cusp. But yeah, usually you'd have at least 2 in Juryo. So anyway, there's a changing of the guard. He got a quick rise up to the top.
Yeah.
And here we are. His favorite foods, before I tell you about his background, I want to tell you on the website, the Isekahama website, my favorite tidbit about a wrestler up to date. Not this one. He loves to eat horse meat and his peaches are his favorite food. But besides that... His hobby is
peaches. Great.
I know, but horse meat, not so much. But to each his own, I cannot comment. Guess what his hobby is?
Golf.
No, guess.
Badminton.
No.
Is it? Can you give me a hint?
No, you cannot even guess, I promise, but I'll give you a hint. It's to do with
leatherworking.
No.
making.
It's more to do with personal care.
Taking care of his skin?
In some ways, yes. His favorite hobby is applying a nice smelling body cream.
Oh, this kid is great. He likes peaches.
He loves peaches.
And applying a nice body cream.
Yes. Yes.
I love him.
His most respected person is Tadano Fuji. His favorite type of person is someone I fall in love with.
Oh, he's a romantic.
Mm-hmm. He's type A. A blood type, and the master of his heart are his grandparents. Now, I'm going to give you a comparison to Takara Fuji's answers.
Which are very to the point and dry.
I think you'll like them. Hobby, muscle training with the master.
Yeah.
Respected person, master. Favorite type of person, master. Strong points, patient. Favorite word, everything the master says.
That seems about right for Takara Fuji. But Takeru Fuji.
Takeru Fuji.
It's like, you know, I like a nice skin cream.
And I love the ladies. Preferably together.
And peaches.
And peaches. Yeah.
Heart sign.
Let me take you out to a nice meal of horse meat followed by peaches.
And peaches.
And then I'll rub some body cream on you. And then lift some weights.
I love it.
And talk on about my grandparents and how wonderful they are.
But not too many weights because I need to work on my legs.
That's right.
Because I love Tarano Fuji.
Yes, exactly. About his background, though, he was born in Goshogawara, Aomori. And this is, like I said, where Isekahama is from. And from an early age, I think he started sumo wrestling at about 6 years old because his grandfather was into sumo wrestling. And so what he did is he was practicing then. He went and did all the little kiddie kind of tournaments and did pretty well. He said that as a kid in nursery school, he looked forward to fried chicken that his grandfather would buy at the convenience store after practice. So he practiced sumo for that purpose.
For the chicken, yeah.
For the chicken.
Totally.
I mean, like, whatever it takes, Grandpa, whatever it takes. But he won all sorts of tournaments. And then after he graduated elementary school, this is interesting because he left his hometown and entered a different high school that had the Sugaru Sumo Club. And that is the junior club for Asahi Fuji or Isekahama Uekata. So he fed into that at a very young age in junior high. And of course, he said it's an area that has a lot of heavy snowfall. So he walked 30 minutes in the cold from the school to the dojo.
Uphill, and then, both ways.
Yeah, and he did 1,000 squats to thaw out his thighs when he got there.
Nice.
Which I like a little bit of drama. But he then went on to junior high and crushed it. He did all these junior high tournaments. He won the Hakuho Cup team title and placed 3rd individually.
Oh, nice.
And then he went on to Sweet Totori High, which is, as many of you know, is a major sumo club. And he placed third in the national high school tournament, but he did tear his left ACL in high school.
Did he have surgery?
I don't know. I didn't see that. But I think he later on tweaked his right knee as well. So even though he doesn't seem, I mean, maybe when you're young like that, like you just heal quicker and faster. I didn't see anything like he took a lot of time to recoup.
Okay.
You know, so maybe you can recoup faster. But anyway, he may have some old injuries. He went to school with Roga. And then he graduated. After high school, he went on to Nihon University and studied, I think he was in law and political science and economics. And he joined that sumo club, which is another powerhouse sumo club. And then during college, he won all sorts of tournaments. He did kind of tweak his right knee in the team finals at the National Student Championship. But then he went on in his third year to be in the top 16 and blah, blah, blah. He did really good. And then, therefore, he was invited to join Isagahama, and he did mainly because, well, I'm sure he had known Isagahama, Oyakata, that's, you know, from his hometown, but also he was really inspired by Tedda Nofuji's rise from way up to down to Jonidan to right back up and to become a Yokozuna. And so, like I said earlier, they relaxed the age limits. He was 23 at the time when he joined. So he was older and he made his professional debut in 2022. He's had very few losses and got up to Juryo 10 within seven, eight tournaments. And now Maegashira 17. He can do it all, pushing, thrusting, grappling. His favorite is kind of attacking from below against giant wrestlers. And he proves to be very dangerous in that capacity. But he is very strong. And when I do watch his clips, he's very explosive. So, and he's fast. So I really think he's going to be very well-rounded. You know, a Tommy Fuji has a different body type. He's fast as well, but crazy strength. This guy, I think, is going to be somewhere in between kind of that. Or maybe he'll end up more like Takara Fuji. But he's practicing with guys all across the scope, the scale of from Tedda Nofuji down to Midori Fuji.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like so many tricks in his bag. I'm going to predict that this is going to be a rough beginning. But then again, I don't know. This kid's got a lot of heart. I think it'll be a little shocking for him to be like all of a sudden wrestling these big guys. But even if he doesn't do well, he'll come right back up. I think the kid has said in the last interview, he said, you know, I really want to, you know, aim for Sanyaku and the top of the top. I really want to go there. Otherwise, why am I doing it? And his master was like, well, you've got a lot to learn and you don't have the tools yet. And then he said something really hilarious that sounded only like a father would say to inspire you to work harder.
Uh-oh.
He said, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. The people of Aomori won't accept you unless you're a Yokozuna. So,
oh,
something like that. Yeah, I think he'll fight real hard in his stable with all of those top dogs. I think he'll fight real hard to come in guns ablazing and crush it.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a taste of what those top of the Bonzuke. He knows what it's like to try to go up against Tera Nofuji.
Yeah.
And not every stable has that sort of exposure. So he's miles ahead of so many others.
Yeah. I can't imagine on a day-to-day basis, you've got six guys who are usually ranked far above you and have been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe that explains his rise and Tommy Fuji's rise. Is that they just immediately got put into a stable where every day it's that. They don't have to go and do joint keiko everywhere else to get that experience, you know.
Yeah, so they're not sitting at a stable going, I have one guy to practice with.
Right, exactly.
Only one.
Right. That is Takeru Fuji.
All right, so I'm going to give you like a beginner's guide to the Bonzuke. All right. Just if you're like, I don't know that much about sumo and, you know, what should I be watching? Well, first, you should know there's two divisions. There's Juryo and there's Makauchi. Juryo is pretty exciting to a lot of us this time because we've got some big names that are back for the first time.
Right.
We have Hakuoho, who is back in Juryo after his shoulder surgery. Everybody's excited to watch him to see how that surgery holds up. And we've got Wakataka Kage back.
In a blue mawashi.
I haven't seen the color of the mawashi.
It's royal
just
blue or
so
navy blue.
Dang exciting to see him back. It's been a long time after his injury. So many people are watching Juryo just to see these guys back after their surgeries. In addition, we've got many of our favorites down where we've got Koto Echo, who also just had an injury. We've got Takeru Fuji. Takeru Fuji.
I keep saying his name like a robot. Takeru
I know.
Fuji.
Now I'm like, Takeru I just can't keep them apart. Tomokaze. Like, there's just so many. Chiyoshoma is down there. Like, so many. Aoyama. So many people that we're used to seeing in the top division. So Juryo is going to be fun to watch if you've been watching sumo for a while. Super, super exciting. But let's go to the very tippy top. Taira no Fuji is still there as Yokozuna. If you're new to sumo, this guy knows what he's doing. He's huge. He's the best wrestler out there, plain and simple. He could squeeze your elbow so hard that you scream uncle and want to get out of the ring as fast as possible. Yeah. He spends all of his free time in the weightlifting room, and he means business if his body holds up.
Right, and he wants this 10th tournament win. He wants this Yusho.
Yeah.
It means
they all
a
do.
Lot, but 10 is a big number.
Yeah, I mean, he has often said, just give me 10 and then I'll retire.
Yeah. And he's also said, please, Lord, please let one of these Ozekis become a Yokozuna. I can't do this for all of
you. I can't do it. I can't do it for everyone.
Yeah.
So we have four Ozekis. We have Kirishima, Hoshoryu, Takakesho, and Kota Nowaka. Okay? Kirishima and Hoshoryu have been looking strong lately, except when they meet Taira no Fuji. They occasionally lose to others that are lower ranked, but both really want to get that white rope and are developing underneath Taira no Fuji's amazing glare.
Yes.
He's got the best glare out there. Takakesho is a bit of a question mark.
Yes.
He is Katoban. What that means is he has to get a Kachikoshi this Basho in order to hold on to his Ozeki status. We don't know that much about his neck and his shoulder, except that he has not been practicing. So we don't know about his health. It's a big question.
Coach has said he hasn't shown up because it's dishonor to be able to wrestle without your whole body. So he has kept him out of these joint keikos on purpose because his neck is healing slowly, is what they said.
Yeah. Takakesho is a cannonball of a man. He runs headfirst into anything on the dojo and is wildly effective at this technique.
Yeah.
So if his neck is healthy and his shoulder is good, he will be fine. If he shows up and there's a question mark, he could lose that status.
I know.
Which no one wants to see because everybody loves him.
I know.
We also have Kota Nowaka, and I believe this is his first basho as Ozeki. So the big question is, how will he do? How will he do? This, I believe, is the last basho we'll get to watch him as Kota Nowaka before he changes his name. So how will he do?
To his grandfather's name, Koto Zakura.
Yep. He's a beautiful, big, young boy that I'm sure the ladies are loving. And
I know, but he's been on the whole promotional tour and, you know, going all throughout town and holding babies and and taking. Oh, there was a funny event where it was like a 4-person take a picture with a Rikishi event.
Yeah.
Where it was 4 people in a photo with any like one wrestler sitting in a chair. And
I
would love to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
But he was there. I think Wakamoto Haru was there. They were holding kids. And sometimes there were no kids. It was just 4 adults who were just happily taking a picture.
Sometimes all of the other stuff that goes along with being Ozeki can make your debut basho as Ozeki not be amazing because they're just tired from all the parties.
Yeah.
So that's the big question mark there is how will he do?
Yeah, a lot on the social calendar.
Yes. The rank below them, Sekiwake, we have 2. We've got Daisho and we have Wakamoto Haru. Daisho is the guy you want as a door closer in your home if you want to save money in summer. here in Texas. He is such a shover. His aim and in his pushes is usually really, really good, but sometimes people can sneak around him and disrupt his rhythm.
He gets excited at the end.
Yeah, but he's back at Sekiwake. He's super strong and a great pusher and shover. Wakamoto Haru popped right back up to Sekiwake here after his 10-5 at Maegashira 1. I was really happy they popped him right back up to Sekiwake. I didn't know that they would always do that. Anyway, he is our 2024 sexiest wrestler. And so we here at Sumo Kaboom wish this sexiest wrestler all the best in this basho. I, for one, will be watching his traps. I'll be watching his back. I mean, I will be watching his technique the entire basho. This man exudes suave. And
he has a lovely voice to boot.
Yes.
He's very passionate. Unfortunately, he's married, so unfortunate.
That's
unfortunate
okay.
For us.
That's okay. We can enjoy his suave.
Yes.
Win or lose, it's there. So, Wakamoto Haru, ladies, if you want to see the sexiest wrestler, that's the one to watch. Komasubis, we have Abi and we have Nishikigi. Both fellas have been at Komasubi before. I didn't look up. I can't remember. Both of them have been Sekiwakes before. I think Abi has. I can't remember if Nishikigi has been. Anyway, with Abi, watch for hankas. Watch for big jumps with long arms flying. He did win a basho once, so you can't completely count him out. Nishikigi, how we would all love for him to win a basho with his terrible eyesight and huge thighs. He's bottom heavy. He is a United States of America favorite because he seems sweet. He seems like understated. And we all just love Mr. Thunderpants. So, those are the guys at the top. All right, this takes us to Maegashira 1 this time in the March Basho. This is the twilight zone of Banzuke weirdness here. This is so weird. Ura is here and Asanoyama is here. Ura was at Komasubi last time, only fell to Maegashira 1 with a 6-9 record, which I think is pretty nice. But the weirdness here is Asanoyama was at Maegashira 7, and he wasn't even at the basho the whole time last January. He ended with a 9-3-3 record, and they just went, you know what? We're just going to bump you up to M1 because we all know that you should be there.
It's true.
And
but still, 9 is pretty good. I think it was about how he did it because he went out and then he came back and continued to win honored that. Struggle.
They do sometimes honor
the
things
manner
like
in
that.
Which, yeah, manner and how they won it.
Yeah, and they also seem to honor where you are on the Banzuke. Like, if you don't do so well in Sanyaku, you don't fall as far as if someone got a 6-9 at Maegashira 15, you might fall a lot further than if you get it at Komasubi. I think the point here I'm trying to make is Asanoyama, this is the guy everyone thinks should still be an Ozeki. Everyone wants him back up there. He was there. He's on his way back.
He's now 30 years old this week.
He's ancient. I don't think it's going to be long before we see him up in Sekiwake.
All he has to do is get a Kachikoshi, and then he's
back in Sanyaku.
He's back in Sanyaku.
Yeah, and he's just a big ball of sumo goodness.
Yeah.
Maegashira 2... Atami Fuji and Meisei are here. Mr. Kawaii Atami Fuji had a little trouble for the first time at Maegashira 1 last basho. But he didn't fall far. He just went down to Maegashira 2. So I think it's always good to kind of like reach your limit and go, okay, I do have some more things to learn.
Yeah.
So he will be there. Meisei, I'm just going to ignore. Maegashira 3, Oho. My biggest question is, how did Oho get here? I consistently overlook Oho. Consistently. He went from Maegashira 11 to Maegashira 3 with a 10-5 record. So he did fine. He did well. He did very well. Here he is at Maegashira 3 with Takanosho. Ono Sato, I just want to say, also had a big jump from Maegashira 15 to Maegashira 5.
Yeah, that's another biggie.
Another
huge
jump.
Everyone is excited about this kid.
Yes. My biggest question is, will he have a top knot yet?
I don't think so. I think it'll be another tournament, but soon. Soon.
If he doesn't have it yet, we all need to send him some like really good vitamins and stuff so he can grow his hair super
biotin.
Long.
Biotin.
Okay. We'll send him some biotin so that when he does well at M5, he can pop up to M1
and
next
get that
time
hairstyle
and have the top knot. Hokuto Fuji is one I know a lot of people are asking about. He is at M9 along with Kota Shoho. Kota Shoho is another one that I tend to ignore. How did he end up here at M9? But here he is with Hokuto Fuji. So that knee. The knee is the big question mark with Hokuto Fuji. He got married. He put off a knee surgery because of the marriage ceremony. He says he's going to be there. He says he's just still going to be competing. He's at Maegashira 9. Question mark. We have two Ozeki sharing Maegashira 10. This time we have Shodai and Mitake Umi. So let's just talk about how hard it is to hold on to
Ozeki
status. Good Lord. Yeah. Shodai never shows any signs of injury, but he just hasn't been performing as well as he has in the past. Mitake Umi still looks nice and sweet and sometimes on point, but not always.
That's right.
I'm just going to skip down because there's just a huge block of confusing names here that are all, they're all ranked so similarly. You're going to see Sadana Umi, Shona no Umi, Shimazu Umi, Chura no Umi, all in the same area. Just barrel through.
Yeah.
Just barrel through. And know that Chura no Umi at Maegashira 13 is showing us all that he is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
We didn't think enough of him when he came in.
Along
and
with
he's getting better.
Shimazumi. I don't know the difference between the two.
See, their names are so similar. It's
I know
so
Shona
easy.
No Umi. I know what he looks like.
Yep.
He's got a good round belly. I mean, they all do, but he's got a great sumo bod. The rest of them, I don't know if I could.
We're still learning. At the very bottom, there's some fellows back from Juryo after doing very well there. Nishiki Fuji, who's a younger, lighter wrestler. Very fast.
Yes.
Had trouble hitting some of those pushes well. Yeah. Kita Nawaka.
He's the one who beat, I think, the winner, Takeru Fuji.
Okay. He seems like a nice fella.
He seems like a nice fella. He's been here before, right? I think he's been here one other time.
Roga.
Right.
Who has the chest hair, the patch of chest hair that I love. Dayamami.
What? We haven't seen him in a while.
I know, but he just seems so nice. I want to go eat ice cream with him.
I'd eat ice cream with any of them.
Yeah, but he just seems like he's got that, like, he just has that vibe. Like, you just want to sit in an ice cream shop and eat ice cream
or share a milkshake.
Yep. And at the bottom, who's barely hanging on? Well, this time it is Mio Giryu at Maegashira 15 and Endo, who somehow is still hanging on at Maegashira 16 after going 5-10 at Maegashira 13.
Where's Tamawashi?
Where is Tamawashi? I will tell you. He is Maegashira 7.
Okay.
Yeah, I skipped like 6, 7, 8, 9 because they're all, you know, they're the usuals. We know them.
They'll bump up and down a rank. Yeah. They're not going anywhere usually anytime soon. But yeah, Myoguru has really suffered and he's older. So it's like it may be that final fall into Juryo, you know, that we'll see soon. Like we did with Tochinoshin and, you know, they just you can only do this for so long. Unless you're Tamawashi, and then you can do it forever.
Like Aoyama.
Yeah, Aoyama.
We're still waiting for that retirement from him.
Nope.
It has not been announced as far as I know.
No. He's going to keep making some money for a little while longer.
Yep.
Then he'll announce it. So
we shall see. But that's sort of the beginner overview of what I'm going to be looking for. And I'm just going to remind myself this time, watch Oho.
I like to watch Oho.
I tend to ignore him. Like, sometimes wrestlers will get to the middle of the Banzuke, and then I'll just kind of be like, oh, they're floating around in the middle, and I'm not going to watch them so much.
He's had a lot of pressure being the grandson of the late, great Taiho. And he just kind of hung out for a really long time in a very average way. But the last couple of tournaments, he's found something within himself and he's turned it on. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. That was Fast and Furious, because the sumo is about to begin. And sometimes it's just fun to put a few things out there and then just jump into the sumo and the bingo game. So that's right. That's where we're going to be next week.
Make sure and get your bingo card, y'all. And we will see y'all next week, this time with a breakdown from days 1 to 3.
That's right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
I will say there's a huge difference between Laurie and Lori.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
People always ask me how to say your name. And they ask me how to spell or say my name. Like, is it Leslie or Leslie? And I was like, I don't know.
That's actually nice.
I actually introduce myself as Leslie. But if someone says Leslie, I'm like, that's fine. It's my name. Enough. It's close enough.